A senator never forgets. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Through no fault of his own, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, may he rest in peace, has started yet another political uproar, not just over who should replace him, but whether anybody should replace him.
The Constitution is pretty clear about what is supposed to happen now.
And you'd think that Republicans, who not only love the Constitution, but actually cuddle with it at night, gently stroking its amendments, you'd think that they'd feel duty-bound to respect that. But in fact, Republicans like Senator Orrin Hatch say there's no time.
I'd like to not destroy the integrity of the court by getting into an all-fired, stupid battle in the middle of this all-fired, stupid presidential election that's eating us all alive.
But he has a point. Americans lately have been asked to endure an unusual level of stupid. But it turns out the real reason Republicans plan to stiff-arm the president is because the Democrats did the exact same thing to them when George W. Bush was president.
Democrats, when President Bush took office, rolled out a strategy of blocking every single one of his appellate court nominees who was a minority or a woman.
CBS correspondent Jan Crawford. And under our system of government, the only thing more important than the integrity of the Supreme Court is payback.
Memories are long in the U.S. Senate, and what goes around,
say it with me, comes around. Right. Bottom line, the president could appoint Moses. It wouldn't matter. In fact, I'll bet somebody's already put together an attack ad making fun of his lisp. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.